Time to go, boys. Get up or get kicked.
Greendale herded the men who were injured but still ambulatory out of the house.
Climb on your horses and light a shark, but not before emptying your pockets. You got a whole heap of damages in there to pay for.
One man waved toward the unconscious men in protest.
What about them other fellas? They was fighting too.
Leave them to me. I'll go through their pockets and make sure they pay their fair share. For now, hand over what you got. Lame Wolf, you want to collect it?
Of course.
Lame Wolf took off his hat and passed it among the men. With great reluctance, they took coins and greenbacks out of their pockets and dumped the money in the crow's hat. While that was going on, Hank began emptying the pockets of the men who'd been knocked out. They would come to, broke, and with headaches, but that was better than not coming to at all. As the men struggled onto their horses and rode off, Greendale pawed through the loot in Lame Wolf's hat.
Just like old times, ain't it, boys?
Yeah, except we won't be keeping this money. It's going to pay for what those hombres busted up in there.
Yeah, but if there's some left over...
It still goes to Wilma. She's been mighty good to Hank and me.
Greendale held up his hands, palms out.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, we'll be making a whole lot more money soon.
How do you figure that? When we heard that you was out of prison, we thought you might come look us up, Gus. You know, get the bunch back together again. But you never did.
I was gonna. Just hadn't gotten around to it yet. I heard where you boys were, and I planned to come see you. I was just waiting for the right job, though. And now I've found it.
He nodded emphatically. He hadn't actually found anything. But the others didn't have to know that. They had always trusted his leadership, and there was no reason for that to change now.
What is it?
Oh, you're gonna like it. We're about to get rich, boys, and even better, it's going to come at the expense of the man who ruined everything for us in the first place.
You mean?
That's right. Teddy Roosevelt, his own damn self.